This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, CAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, guys!
Hello!
Welcome back to another, the penultimate episode of She's in the Pod. Yes. How y'all doing? How's everyone doing?
Good. Very reflective, actually. I just can't believe it's here.
I know.
We'll definitely get to that. I mean, we have a lot of time to talk about it in the last episode and then also at the live show as well. Make sure you buy your tickets. Mm-hmm. Small plug. It's the penultimate episode. And it's funny because I was only thinking about this last night. I saw the video yesterday. First of all, I hope everyone's doing well. Our listeners. I feel like we just rushed into it.
It's because
we just have this one will be a short one, so we don't want to take up too much time. But I saw a video yesterday of Fiseo. Is that her name?
Fiseo.
from Kai Collective, and she's basically talking about basically just starting from what you have and where you are. With whatever it is that you wish to be, whoever you wish to be, or whatever it is you wish to do. And it just got me thinking, because it's something that I think we all struggle with. It's funny, I don't know who I was talking to, and I was having this conversation. Actually, it was yesterday. I was having this conversation with one of my colleagues, and I was saying how working on a project together, and I was just saying to her, like, a lot of people get to a point where they're like, okay, I'll do it when I have this and when I have that, or like when I'm here or when I move house or when I have this camera or when I and most of the people that we aspire to be like in some way or we admire, they didn't wait until they had this or that to start. And so I thought it was just a good topic overall to think about and just to discuss and dissect, because I think especially one thing I will say as well, and obviously, I'll give the questions to you guys. But I do think, in my opinion, it was a lot easier to start years ago. I think you had social media has a massive part to play.
Much higher now.
Yeah. Right? I think when social media wasn't as involved in our everyday lives, and then before that, before it was even around, I think it was easier to block out the outside noise because you didn't actually really see or hear the opinions of others. You didn't have much else to compare yourself except for the people that you saw in magazines and TVs and stuff like that. So these are not people you know personally. And I think it was somewhat easier. So I do think we have it harder, but I think that's up to us to limit how much we're taking in.
It even reminds me of She's in a Pod.
Yes.
When we first started She's in a Pod, how many podcasts were there? I mean, there were podcasts.
It was but it wasn't as popular as it is now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we didn't have as much, I guess, anxiety about starting because there weren't so many that were in our face like that.
It's easier to have fun with it, right?
Exactly.
Start
without thinking that it has to be perfect because we're seeing this podcast doing this and this podcast doing that. We could just start. I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It definitely got harder as it went on.
100%.
Back then the algorithm of social media was so much kinder to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things were just easy. It wasn't easy because I do think obviously you have to put in the hard work as well.
Yeah.
But I just think that things like social media and in terms of growth, things were just a lot more authentic. And authenticity won it was easier to win people over with just showing up instead of like, you know, being more calculated about what you're posting or what time you're posting it. And like, if it had to be a real like, or this to, or a, you know what I mean?
Like you have to do the most and like you have to overpost and keep being in people's faces because of the fear that they'll get, they'll forget about you because of the TikTok generation where everything is like quick, quick, quick.
Remember like how Instagram used to be like in the earlier stages. Like people would be posting pictures of the sky,
of their food, plates of food, with those filters. Like just no one uses the actual Instagram filters anymore that I'm on Instagram. I used to,
I used to rinse those.
I mean, they are horrible.
I know, they're not great.
No one uses that anymore. Like
everything is so curated and everything has to be all perfected.
Even like YouTubers as well, like
I feel like that's slowly dying out as well. But I do
YouTubers dying out.
I think I think it's slowly dying out in terms of because of TikTok. Okay, I think that
the short form content,
big consumptions of videos. People still watch it, and I think there will always be a place for YouTube.
Yeah.
But I think as we've seen with the way social media, I won't even call it evolved. I would just say changed. People's tolerance and people's attention spans have become like it's decreased.
Absolutely. I've noticed that. The videos are much shorter now. So I don't know if it will die out completely, but I think they're keeping up. Like,
adjusting.
What's the YouTube Shorts now, right?
Yes, Shorts. Right.
And then this is what I mean. I feel like with this evolving world and with CEOs of these companies realizing that people's attention spans are becoming lower, people like shorter, snappier content. They are evolving, which is why YouTube introduced their YouTube Shorts. Facebook has Facebook Stories. Facebook even has short videos now, like if you scroll through as well. This is what I mean. They're all like, and I guess it makes sense. If you don't evolve, you'll get left behind.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it must be hard as someone who's just starting out in the game. You know, you don't have a choice but to have your brand on social media. Like, it's like, even if you don't like it and even if you don't want it,
you have to.
It doesn't make sense not to. It's just a part of building a brand these days. Like, even as a small business owner or someone that's just starting out, it could be extremely anxious to feel like you have to keep up with, like, I follow, what's his name? Adam Mosseri, the guy who is he the CEO of Instagram? He's like the guy in charge.
Okay, so I
follow him because obviously working in like social media and stuff like that, and he will like post weekly updates.
Yeah,
so that's where I'll find out most of the stuff that's coming or that's changing. It could be small things or big things and stuff like that, and he puts out weekly videos and I'm just like, this is so much to keep up with. Like, so much to keep up with. I don't understand how people don't feel overwhelmed. And I have to give a kudos to the small business owners who are killing it on social media. I do also feel like a lot of times when people are killing it on social media, it's not intentional. It sounds weird, but I've seen that a lot of things that people put so much effort into don't get that much attention.
Yeah.
And then the things the random things that they just, those are the things that usually take off, the unexpected things. But it's such a difficult thing. Like, how have you guys, and starting your own thing, like you know, you had, even with Inspire Network, again, these were very different times. But like, hypothetically, if you were starting a brand now, and we all have our own things, you know, individually that I'm sure we'll be doing in the future. But it's like, how would you approach it now? Do you feel like you'd be met with that anxiety? Like, and I'm not just talking about social media, I'm talking about starting
in general, starting
getting going. Do you feel like anxiety would be a part of your initial journey? Or do you feel like it's easy for you to block out the outside noise and like the fear of looking stupid or silly?
Yeah. I mean, I can speak from a real example because I do want to start a business brand. And like, I wouldn't say I have anxiety about starting it. However, I am now, like, my standards are a lot higher for myself. So I have to, that's why I'm like making sure everything's like perfect, quote unquote, because I know that there's a certain standard I have to meet in order for it to make sense. For example, having a TikTok, I've avoided it. I have a personal TikTok where I just
I just repost a like and call it. That's
all I do. I like, comment sometimes, laugh, save videos, save ideas. But I have avoided starting a TikTok because it's just too much.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. Like the editing, constant pacing. I heard that on TikTok you have to pace like every day. That's, or like every other day, or like every week in order to maintain. And I'm just thinking, can I maintain this? But I know that starting a business is something I'm going to have to do. So all of these kind of things I'm considering. And although I'll probably be nervous when I actually start, But I think I'm taking a lot longer than maybe I would have a couple of years ago, because I know that there are so many other things to consider. Mm. You know, quality polished photos.
But then that goes into what Fasaya was saying in terms of like not feeling like you have to be perfect in order to start. Because I think there is a pressure, obviously. It's difficult because,
you want
what
to
you put out there to reflect you.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, exactly.
If you're a person of excellence. Well. Yeah. And if you're a person of excellence, you want that, you want that to reflect, who you are, really. But I think there's no, in the beginning, starting out, unless you were born into a rich family or born into, you know, a family or a situation with a silver spoon in your mouth, you're never going to have all of it.
Yeah.
All of everything you need or everything you envision in order to start. So some days there's going to be videos or things you put out that may not be perfect. Great. And that you are like, you guys already know I'm a perfectionist. I know if it wasn't for that, I would be so much further right now. Mm. It doesn't mean I'm not happy with where I am, but I know I'd be a lot further along in the journey, because I'm just like, no, it's not good enough. It's not happening. Like, it needs to be this. It needs to be that. And most of the things you're nitpicking at, people don't even notice.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
They don't notice.
Yeah, it's true.
They don't notice.
It's true. The colours, the editing of the photos, whether it's camera or iPhone, all of that. People just like them.
So what about you, Jen, though? Do you feel, because you do your own thing, you have been doing your own thing for a while. How have you adjusted to the change in things like social media into not even the social media, but this narrative, which I think we're slowly coming out of like, everybody has to be an entrepreneur, you know? Like, how have you adjusted to that? How have you dealt with anxiety? And
do you know what? I feel like I was much more fearless when I was younger.
That was,
I was much more fearless. Yeah. Like, I always tell the story. I'd go into networking events and I'd be like, oh yeah, I've got this, I've got that. I didn't have a website ready. I didn't have nothing ready. But it was just the fact that I was so enthusiastic about my idea. I feel like now, as the years have gone by, and obviously with social media popping up and everything, I'm much more cautious of what I'm doing. I still have that bit of me where I'm like, what's that saying? Like, you know, speak even though your voice shakes. Like, still do stuff even though you're scared.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah. That's the one. Feel the fear and do it anyway. But actually, do you know what? Yesterday, because I came across that video as well.
Mm.
And it came at a good time, because yesterday. So a really good opportunity came through, but I was so shocked, right? And I was like,
what imposter syndrome?
It hit me so bad.
Okay. Wow.
And the person who was telling me, and I think they didn't expect the reaction that I gave them. I was like, what, are you being serious? No. Actually, I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, no,
for the first time. No, honestly, for the first time, I was like, no, I don't think I want to do this. Like, what are people going to say? And all that kind of stuff. And she was just like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
You know, like, usually, yes, you're scared, but you never say no to like stuff like this. And I don't know, maybe depending on what I've been consuming or just pressure, I don't know. But anyway, when I saw that video from Fasaya, I was just like, do you know what? It is what it is. And it's a great opportunity.
Right.
Even if it doesn't go like 100% perfect, or like some people might not, you know, I don't think people might not like it, but you know, whatever. It's fine.
Haters.
It's fine. Like, still put yourself out there.
Right.
You're doing this for a reason. And, you know, it really did hype me up again. But I do feel like as I get older, I'm just much more cautious of what other people might be thinking, much more aware than I was when I was younger.
That is my problem. Absolutely. I still do, you know, like, you have so many ideas. But when I was younger, I was like, you already know I did these events and all of this stuff, and I didn't care. Like, I was just like, it was easier because it was easier to block.
You have more fun with it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't want it to be a situation where, because I'm so conscious about not other people's opinions, but just the layers of whether it will fail, whether it will do well, what are people going to say, what do they think, etc. Like, I'm quite an over analytical person.
Mm.
So like, when I'm thinking about something, I'm thinking about every single aspect of it. And I think that it's amazing in some aspects, but also it can be a burden.
Yeah.
But I used to be so much, I used to be free. I used to be free, 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 free.
Sometimes too much knowledge isn't good.
No, it's right. I agree.
Sometimes knowing too much.
Exactly.
consuming too many ideas actually isn't good.
It's not.
Because then you limit yourself.
Exactly.
And that's probably why probably why when we were younger, we just kind of did things because we didn't know
it's
as
like
much. When,
it's like children, right?
Yeah.
You notice the children, they'll go out to strangers and talk to them.
Because they don't know.
And as they get older and they learn the world and then they have experiences, that's when they become more timid. But like my ultimate goal in life, like people have goals and it's like, my ultimate goal, like the one of my most important goals is to be free, like freedom. So literally like when I want to do something, I do it.
Yeah.
Like when I feel to do something, I do it. Like that is free, and it's freedom from people, it's freedom from things, it's freedom from like geographical locations. It's just freedom. And I think when you get to that point in your life, you can, in my head, I can say, it may not always be the case where like you're living that every single day, but I think that to me is ultimate happiness, is freedom.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. It's not things or people or relationships.
It's true.
So, like, I don't know. I agree with what you're saying.
Do you know what I think one of the main issues is?
What's that?
This whole freedom of speech. Let me tell you.
Why do you say that?
The thing is, I believe in it, right?
As in, like, people moving mad on, like, social media and stuff.
And it's for stuff that I don't even want to know about. Pieces here and there, and I'm just like, why are we even discussing this? I understand it helps us to evolve, it helps us to, you know,
it's not every day,
it's to an extent, but sometimes I feel like it's too much, and we end up more confused than clear on something. Nitpick, you're so right. The freedom of speech thing, and I don't even know if you should call it freedom.
I don't know what the name is.
I know what you mean, though.
You are free to have your... I think they're free to have opinions. It's not the world. I don't believe we should live in a dictatorship,
people.
I think everyone is entitled to their own opinions. But I think in terms of how you share those things...
Exactly.
And there's certain things I want to say to you guys, I ain't going to say to...
People don't have filters.
People don't know when and where. And they don't read the room. And I think that the issue is like everybody in this world today has main character syndrome. Yeah. Everyone thinks that their opinion has to be heard.
That
if their opinion is heard, it's going to change things. And it's really probably not. Like, it's not.
And
I don't realize the damage that's done.
I'm just remembering the most random thing. Rihanna calling her baby fine. Sorry, this is the baby that she pushed out of her
Why is that a problem?
How dare you open your dirty mouth to tell her, oh my gosh, why she sexualized it? Why does everything have to be so philosophical and all these fancy words sexualizing her
But that's
son
the thing, what? 10 years ago, this crazy. Wouldn't have been
it wouldn't
question.
Have been.
Wouldn't be a problem.
It wouldn't have
been. People just take it for what it
problem.
Is.
People are just trying to... I don't know what it is if people have like an insecurity, so they feel like they need to like overanalyze things in order to feel important.
For me personally, the people that are saying that, and people will never admit it, but like there's something else there. Like for me personally, when I see people, I'm not saying you're not entitled to your opinion, and if your opinion is respectful, right, then that's fine. Or it's like relative to, you know what I mean? I think, like I said, there's a time and a place, but like I do think a lot of people, especially on social media or online, that share these opinions about specific things that, number one, have absolutely nothing to do with you. Like, why are you even concerned about this? I don't understand. Right?
What's your own?
Like, I always feel like there's something else there. Like, in terms of there's something they're not happy about. There's something that that person did that triggered something inside of them to react. It's never surface level when people go, they go to that extent. I'm like, is it that deep that you're causing this havoc? Or so, like, it's really not that serious.
Like, writing up paragraphs.
Yeah, it's never that serious.
That's why we have a note.
I saw the funniest I saw the funniest TikTok this morning about, it was like this lady and she was acting out her notes app. It was like,
well, how does like, think of these things?
She was like, no, TikTok is love. She was like, grocery shop for Sunday, chicken, eggs, next note, I don't know if I can ever be loved. And I was like it's so much facts. I have the most random notes,
honestly.
But that's what I'm saying, in my notes app, if I passed away, like, God forbid, prematurely, and someone went from my phone, they would be thinking, you know what, she needed therapy. Thank God she was in it, because no, for real. But certain things you just don't say. We all don't have filters, but we have to be wise, and that's why I feel like, you know, I used to put communication in such high regard. And I don't think communication is so like, intricate. I don't think it's just as simple as talking and sharing like how you feel about something. I think it's about being aware of your surroundings. I think the main, for me, the key to good communication is comprehension. It's like, right, I could be trying to communicate with you and you're communicating with me, but if I'm not actually understanding or trying to understand what you're saying, or I'm like reading the room in terms of, okay, what should be said now and not,
and what then shouldn't it's, be it, said. Right. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people just think, oh yeah,
people might argue though that that's
they love that, you know,
and you know, freedom of speech. Oh, please, I can say what I want. I'm not harming anyone, but it's just like,
no, but they are.
They don't feel like they are,
they are,
though, you know.
They are.
It's just a
time, like,
and a place.
I think, that, Jen, well, whatever that opportunity was, number one, congratulations. I'm glad that you went ahead with it. And
exactly. And
like, I know we, like you said, the older we get is the more aware we've become. Yeah. But also, like, I've, in my opinion, the older I've gotten is the more, and the more I've lived life, is the more I know I have to share with the world. As well,
yeah,
because there's so much more that I've experienced, there's so much more that I know. Like, yes, I was a lot more fearless when I was younger, but I knew a lot less. Do you know what I mean? Like, I knew a lot less, and my gifts and my talents weren't as crafted and as molded and as, you know, put together as they are now. So, like, I think when we have to think about what we're robbing from, I wouldn't you maybe use that word as strong, but like what we're taking from the world.
Yeah, essentially robbing.
Yeah, like, yeah. What I mean?
Holding back.
Because it doesn't mean, okay, no, when I say the world and everyone thinks, oh yeah, because everyone thinks they're called to the nations. It's not everyone. Some people, you are, whatever your impact you're supposed to have, it could be in your 9-to-5 job. Yeah, just what I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be a business or an idea, but like whatever you feel like you want to do or are supposed to do, like it's a difficult, you know, to not. What about like failing? Do you feel, does that hold you back? Like, oh my God, what if I don't do well at this? Like, in what? Or do I go from here? Yeah. Is that something you've ever?
Yeah, I do. Obviously, that plays a massive part in my anxiety.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I will keep on going. Like, I'm someone that's like, okay, if this isn't working, let's find something else. Like, let's keep on going. I very rarely sort of stop, which obviously there's, you know, pros and cons to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see like how that could have maybe like stopped me, or I don't know, it stopped me from like maybe seeking certain opportunities where I'm like, oh no, I don't think this is going to go well. Like, imagine me failing in front of the whole world.
Right.
And, you know, it's right. just, it doesn't sit well with me, but I do understand that's part of the journey. And that's exactly right. what, you know, she said in her video as well. Like, you just have to, even if you fail, like, so I don't know if you guys have watched her interview on Grace Beverly's podcast.
No.
Like, I did not know like how much she went through just to get Kai Collective up and running. Wow. Even when it was up and running, like the stuff that she faced. And you don't really hear stuff about this.
Where she was gonna
quit. And now look at her. She's super successful. But I even think even now at her peak, she's probably still going through certain things, right?
It's still a small business in relative.
It's still a small business, but even big businesses as well, right. they still go through their stuff, but they continue. Just,
right.
They don't just stop. They find different
Very
ways.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. So,
it's lessons
failure,
as well.
Yeah. I think it's a thing that as long as we're human, we're always going to have that element of, oh, what if this doesn't work out? I think the main thing is just to go for it, because if not, you'll never find out.
Yeah.
And also when people are transparent about their failures or when they were going to quit, it just makes you realize that everyone is human and it's very normal to have difficulties. Like, anything that is a good thing, anything that's doing well, you will come across challenges. But I think it's just about just keep going.
And
there's
only so
knowledge.
Much you can control, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you might be trying to do everything to the T, and something, I don't, not something, supernatural, but something.
No, it's true. You need to plan everything. Like, even me right now, that I'm in the planning stages of this, you know, brand business I want to start. I could have social media.
You could
take
all the boxes,
I'm going to have my finance plan, have my business plan. And then there will be a random thing that comes up that I haven't thought about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and these are the things that you've got to consider.
Yeah.
Like, literally control the
control. Look what COVID did.
No one could have predicted that.
If you get to the point where you have employees as well, there's going to be sometimes where like, okay, you can control everything to a certain amount. But like, there are, you know, they might have a shortcoming or et cetera.
Absolutely.
So I think it's... But I'm trying to like digest failure as like currency. Cause to me, it's like one of the most valuable things you can actually, if you use it in the right way.
That's interesting.
Because like, for me, failure, most of the things I failed at in my life, or like, because we failed at so many things, but like the things that, the failures that I remember, like that have stuck with me, like really, really stuck with me, because they were so big, you're going to go out of your way to make sure that you, something like that doesn't happen again. Just what I'm saying. And so like, I see it as valuable as currency, because it's almost like a guide. It's something guiding me. Feel like, okay, I've done this or this happened. And some things were out of your control. But then, for example, like, for example, you know, let's say something, like you said, we plan and then something goes wrong, right? I'm sure there's a lot of businesses, even though it was out of their control, there's a lot of lessons that they took from COVID. If something hypothetically like that happens again, these are the things that they, it still may not go according to plan, everything, but there's certain things that they know, like, okay, this is how we want to work. Like, you know, even churches going on, like I've noticed a shift in churches, from churches, right? In terms of their online, like their online presence and stuff like that since COVID.
They take it a lot more seriously now.
And so like, and so stuff like that, it's lessons you learn. And to me, it's as valuable, failure to me is as valuable as time. It's as valuable as money, in my opinion, because it's literally like an invisible guide through life.
And I just feel like you're never going to know everything.
No.
And no one knows everything. No. Not even people that are experts. You're not going to know everything, because things change.
you're more prone to failure when you think you know everything as well.
Exactly.
So like, no one
because you become proud.
Right, exactly.
You feel like, nah, nothing can ever go wrong. So when something does go wrong, it's just like, whoa.
You don't take advice.
No one knows everything.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. We continue to learn.
Exactly.
We continue to evolve. Even bit like, and I love the fact you said COVID, Jen, because I think COVID showed a lot of businesses pepper.
Even the big businesses.
Even the big businesses that have been established for years, you know, like you will be so surprised where they've been doing things traditionally for hundreds of years.
Right.
COVID came and they had to switch
mash up the team.
They had to switch it up. They had to move, you know, their documents on the cloud. They've never even heard of cloud or used cloud before. Now
so
they know that, oh, there's something called cloud. We've got to use it, you know. So no one knows everything. No one has monopoly of wisdom, and that's the beauty of life. We keep learning and evolving and changing.
Right. Well, wrapping up, I mean, last question before we end. This is a quick one. How do you guys deal with, because one of the things I'm learning as I'm like kind of like on my journey of life and been studying, and like, is limiting beliefs. And I'm not talking about, because we've spoken about outside things, like things that we're scared of in externally. So people's opinions, things that we can't control. But what about the things that we can control? Which is like, for me, it's starting at, do we really believe like this can happen for us? Like in terms of how much we believe in our gifts and our talents and our abilities. I think like basically insecurities. I think that's a massive, it's a lot, what a lot of people deal with. And I think comparison comes into that as well. But then I feel like a lot of our insecurities have been lying dormant from probably when we were, or the seed was planted from when we were children or younger. And it's something that, you know, as we've gotten older, we just don't necessarily believe that maybe it was our surroundings and we haven't seen it happen for anybody else. So we don't know if it's possible for us. Da, 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 da. Like, are there any ways in which you guys deal with moments where you have that thought of, I don't think I'm good enough? Like, how do you combat that?
Something I used to do a lot
when
I was young. I say when I was younger, it's not that long ago, but during that time where I was like, yep, I'm going to do this, much more fearless, was, and it makes sense because obviously you're talking about like the more internal side, right? But I used to write notes to myself, right? So
I like that.
For example, if I had an exam, like at university, I'd write a note before I go.
Okay.
Just saying, oh, well done. You've done really well. Like, I'm sure you've passed so that I could come back. Because I think what I realized is that I was relying too much on other people to give me that reassurance.
The accolades,
And the accolades.
Yeah.
So I realized that I needed to give it to myself. I needed to boost myself up.
Right.
I needed to see myself in a different way.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm really, really trying to get back into that mindset. Not necessarily, you know, having to write notes again. It can be in different forms. But just like, be more kind to myself in terms of how I speak to myself, my mindset, the things that I think I can do. Like, I used to think I was invisible, not like in a cocky way or anything. Obviously, you still need to be like, quote unquote, realistic. But like, I need to.
But sometimes delusion is it helps.
It helps.
There's times where delusion is necessary in order for you to push through. Like sometimes it is. Yeah.
So like, you know, whether that's writing notes to yourself, whether that's even speaking to you, like actually verbally speaking to yourself in front of the mirror and be like, hey, listen, girl.
I really, really do.
I love it.
Like, you know what? I saw something on TikTok here where like, it was going viral where somebody was like, I can't believe people have like an inner voice, like an actual voice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that. I find that so weird because I have a voice in my head, right?
Not to sound weird, but no, I literally have a voice in my head where I could talk to myself and be like, hey, get yourself together. Yeah, yeah. You can do this. And I'm literally speaking to myself, but yeah, that's one of the things that I would probably put out there that you can.
What about you, Shelly?
It's kind of similar in the like talking to yourself thing. When I don't feel like I'm good enough, I try to really get to the root cause.
Yeah.
So why do I feel like that? Yes. Like a recent example was just at work. And like I was on a project and the person that I was directly reporting to was really undermining me. To the point where I started doubting my abilities. And I just thought, where is this coming from? Like, this is a him problem. It's not a me problem. Right. Yeah. So like now, I just tell myself like, Shadow, you are not inferior to anyone. Like I tell literally every morning before I log on, you're not inferior to anyone. You are going to add value in every conversation today, in every meeting today. You have something good to say.
Right.
And I remind myself, a lot of these senior people are winging it. So although you would think that they know what it's they're
just
doing,
titles, babes.
It's just title and just maybe titles. Experience and knowing how to package everything. Some of our
dinosaurs do, man. As like they've been in the for 40, 50 years and like they're not keeping up with the times. Exactly. And stuff like that. So
actually there's a lot of, and like I said, no one is a monopoly of wisdom. Right. We all have different backgrounds. Right. We've all got different experiences. I just tell myself, Shadow, you're adding value.
Right.
Like you have something that no one else has.
Right.
You know, so don't, like, you're not inferior to anyone, even the partners in the business. You're not inferior.
Right.
You're just more junior on paper, but you're not inferior to them. Right. And I encourage myself, literally, that's what, and it's been working.
It's been working.
Like I see the difference and other people are seeing the difference. I'm getting better feedback.
That's good.
I'm feeling more in control of what I'm doing. I'm owning more responsibility. I'm just, you feel more confident when you just start to really believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, it sounds so cliche, but it works.
I agree.
What about you?
I think, I guess what has worked for me is looking back at what I've accomplished before or what I've done before. That helps, because I'm like, Bianca, if you did it before, if like could do it again,
that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's because I go through that, like I have that same philosophy when I'm going through difficult times in life, because I'm like, especially with like, you know, something like grief or whatever, I'm like, if you can like start from scratch after losing your mom, you could pretty much do anything else. Like you can literally do anything. So it's like, it's not necessarily like believing in this non-existent or not necessarily knowing what the outcome will be if you try. Like I've seen the outcome, so I sometimes look back at old things I've done in you know, and just think, oh my god, that was actually really good. It turned out really well, and it wasn't perfect, it wasn't exactly the way I wanted it to be. And then again, now I have more experience, now I actually know even better. So it happens a lot, and comparison can come into it where you're like, oh my god, but it's not like this person or that person. But I just look back at what I've done and I'm like, well, there's no way it's not going to be better, because this was how many years ago, or this was, even if it was 2 months ago, it's inevitably going to be better if I'm like making the intentional decision to grow and to kind of evolve as a person on a daily basis. So yeah, that's one way in which I do it as well. And then again, looking at where people started from as well, because everyone starts from somewhere, and it's easy to look at, you know, the finished product. And most of the people that you see as a finished product, they're like, I'm not nowhere where I want to be yet as a person. So you'd be surprised at where people feel or how people feel, how far people feel like they are in their journey as well. But yeah, I think it helps. I think if you haven't watched Fasaya's video, go and watch her video, guys, because it will definitely encourage you for whatever it is you want to do.
Timely video.
100%. Very, very timely. I think for a lot of people, because I think this general, I think it's been a general consensus in terms of like how everyone's been feeling about just social media these days and how hard it is to kind of like, you know, do certain things. But then I think to myself, there are people out there who are super successful who did what they did when there were no, there was no social media.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bianca, you have no excuse. Exactly. Doesn't mean things are going to be easy. Doesn't mean things are easier, but it was a whole different ball game, yeah, you know, decades ago. So yeah, guys, I think
yeah, lovely episodes.
It
yeah,
was
lovely. Hope it was an encouraging one as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, just so get
whatever
up and
you're pondering on,
right,
you that's listening, yes, I'm talking to you,
right, you don't have it. And don't wait until you have all exactly, have all of these things, or
yeah,
you finished this just course, or
no one else has what you have. Like, right, that's what, that's your unique selling point.
Right, right.
No
right,
one else is you.
Right. So
no one else has your opinions.
So this year we want to see it. We want to see, just get started, get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also there's a beauty in looking back at the journey and yes, being like, oh my God, look at what I did. Look at where I started exactly, from. There's no sense of pride like greater than that, mm-hmm, than just seeing the evolution of your journey. So
that's why you should write stuff down. Right. Capture moments.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you can
just
see,
so that you can look back.
Sometimes I video journal. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, let's talk to myself. And it's any way you want to, like, yeah, like, mm-hmm, record these things and keep an archive, because you will look back and be like, oh my gosh, like, I've come so far.
That me?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, have a good one, ladies.
Yes.
And we will see you in 2 weeks' time for the very last episode. Stay blessed. Yeah, I just want to say, I'm so happy that it's soon daylight savings. I'm tired of this darkness. It's getting light.
I was
going to
say, it's getting light.
But that means we lose 1 hour.
For one day, please.
You'll live, Jen.
I need that 1 hour,
I'm ready,
man,
for it to be spring, summer in London again. I feel like everyone's happy when it's like summertime.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a good mood. Yeah. So, but anyway, Jay, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, shall we?
Yes. Leave us a 5-star rating and review.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.